Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm sorry because I gone for these days, but I have a story to tell you. That's not a good story because last week was so terrible to me, but well, I'll tell you all this story. That's not funny, but now I just wanna laugh because it's kinda weird, if you know what I mean. So, well, now I'm fine. I'm good, but last week I won. Oh, I isn't. I'm sorry. So, well, a few weeks ago, I hung out with my twin sister to find for a job because we need a job because we are 18 and we have to have responsibilities and it's a time to find a job and be independent, you know. So me and my sister hang out looking for a job. It was on a Wednesday, so we went to some stores, send them some resumes. And okay, that's okay. And then on Thursday, a person texted me saying that I was almost in get that job in that store. So I went to oh gosh, how can I explain it? A job interview, and then okay, it was on a Thursday. She texted me on Thursday. I was like, oh okay, that's okay. I will. You to that job interview. So on Friday, I went to that job interview and we talked to each other and she just looked at me. Oh gosh, what is this? I don't know if you heard it, but I was like afraid. Why? Scary. That's okay. And then I went to a job interview. We talked to each other and she said to me that I will be able to do a test to her, see if I was able to do that job, to that work. I was like, okay. So she said that she would text me if she has some news, and for she said to me when I will do that test. So okay, on Sunday at night she texted me saying if can I do the test on Monday in the morning, and I was like, okay, I can, so see you tomorrow. That will be on Monday, last Monday. And then I was so anxious because it was my first job and I was like, oh my god, how can I do that? I have to do that. I have to learn about that job. And I was so afraid. I was so, I don't know, I have some fears because there are an episode that happened so many years ago that hurt me so much, and I don't like to talk about it until today. And I was so scared, but I was like, okay, Livni, I can do that. I will do that because I can. So, okay. I wake up so early on Monday, and I was wondering if, oh, I don't know. I was just so anxious. And guys, don't mind if you heard some motorcycles noises, because it's my neighbor. I don't know how to say this word, but I hope it's right. So I went to the store on Monday in the morning. Thank you. So I went to the store on Monday in the morning, and I arrived there, and the lady there just said to me, oh, okay, you stay here with me, I will teach you how to do that, and you do that with me here. I was like, oh, okay, that's great, I can do that. So it was a clothes store, so I had to do some things with some clothes, to organize all the clothes, and until there, that's okay. But when I was doing that, she was asking me some weird questions, like about my family, personal questions, and I was so, how can I say that, I was not comfortable, if you know what I mean, because it was so personal, the questions, that I wasn't feeling well. But that's okay, I finished my work, and it seems like she likes it. She tells me that another day. But I arrived at home, and I was like crying so much. I cried like so much, and I was so scared, because I don't know, but I was so scared, and I was like, okay, I can stand it, but I have to do that, because I need money, I need to help my parents, because my brother is with health problems, and he has to do some exams, and we have to pay for it, and it was so hard to my parents do all this stuff alone. So I was like, I have to help, because I am 18 and I just have to help. So okay, the first day it was hard, I was so scared, but okay, that's okay, I can do that again. So in the second day, I had to stay in the store, because I was like in the, how can I say it? I was like in the, oh gosh, I wasn't in the store, I was like, and oh gosh, I have to remember that. I was in the officer, the office. I was in the officer. Oh, sorry for that. So I was in the office, And I arrived at there. I arrived there, and the second day, and she was like, "Hey, well, today you're gonna be here in the store. You organize the store, and I need your help." I was like, "Okay, that's no problem." And she tells me to do something, and I went and do all the same things she told me to do that. And when I finished, she was like, "Oh no, you do all the things wrong. I don't say to you do that way. You have to do in this way." But I was like, "Oh no, I do all the things how you said that me to do it." But I, of course, I didn't say it in high voice, but I just thought it. And I was like, "Oh, that's okay. I can do that not again." So I do that again, and she was like, "You can't leave the store alone. When these two girls are abused, you have to help them." I was like, "Okay, it means that I had to talk to the clients." I was like, "Okay, but they won't teach me how to do that, how to sell clothes." And I was like, "Okay, maybe I can do that. Oh my God." So I was like, "I can do that, but I do something that she told me to do." And then she told me that isn't that way. I was so lost. So lost, you have no idea. And I arrived at home crying more than the other day. And I was so depressed. I was afraid. I was like, I can't do that. I won't do that because I don't want to do that." And I explained everything to my parents. And then I was going to the third day, and she keeping doing that weird questions about my personal life, and she asks me she asks me something that really disturbed me so much. And I went to my lunchtime, and my mother just calls me and said, "Okay, I'm going there. You can wait me there, and we gonna talk." I was like, "Okay," but I was like crying like so much. It was like a mental abuse. I don't know, but I saw that way because it was so weird, that questions, and was like, "Oh gosh." I think personally that questions we don't ask to someone, you know. And then my mother arrives to where I was, and she was like, "Okay, you tell her that you won't do the test anymore. You're gonna go there, and you say, 'Okay, could you please finish my test?'" and just don't say nothing anymore. I was like, okay. So I get out of that job. It was so, so mean, you know? It was like terrible, and I know maybe I was so weak, but I can't stand that because I don't know, it's so hard to me explain it to you, but I thought that I have to tell you this. Well, today my brother just arrived at home and said, oh, I have another test to you do tomorrow. So I have to wake up early, super early tomorrow. And here it's just it already. It's just 11 o'clock. 11 at night. And I have to sleep. And I have to have dinner because I haven't yet. So guys, tomorrow I will hang out with my parents. We'll go to a city near from here. And I have so many things to tell you, but this is so long. And maybe on Saturday I tell you this news, good news, because I have news again to share with you guys. So I hope you enjoy my story. I know it's like confused, but I hope you like it and I hope you understand what I am saying. So it's all for today, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like it. Thank you for everything, guys, and see you maybe on Saturday. Bye.